Well, the death toll from the coronavirus in Italy has jumped by more than 100 in 24 hours as a quarter of the country goes into lockdown. In an extraordinary measure, 14 provinces in the north of the country have been placed in quarantine. In France, gatherings of more than 1,000 people have been banned. And back home, an 82-year-old man has become the third Australian to die from COVID-19. He contracted the virus at a Sydney aged care centre where another resident also died. The search is continuing for survivors after a hotel collapsed in China, killing at least 10 people. The building was being used as a coronavirus quarantine site in the southeast city of Guangzhou. Rescuers have been pulling survivors from the rubble since Saturday night. One of Australia's biggest charities, World Vision, has asked Victoria Police to investigate claims of a multi-million dollar corruption scandal. Nine's newspapers are reporting allegations that a printing company contracted by the charity made payments and provided other perks to the father of a World Vision executive. The charity's director of content, Zane Karamoto, has been temporarily suspended pending an investigation, but there's no suggestion he knew of any wrongdoing regarding his father. Food and other essential supplies have had to be flown to outback Queensland, where towns have been cut off by floodwaters. Thargomindah in the state's southwest received record rainfall last week, and floodwaters are continuing to flow, with the Blue River expected to peak today. Helicopters have dropped supplies to remote properties, while boats delivered tinned food to restock the local pub.